Hello and welcome to Spiritually Aligned Mindset, where amazing things happen. I will speak on various topics in relation to mindset, spiritual journeys, awakenings, gifts and abilities, and so much more. Along with being a spiritual mindset coach, I am also a psychic, intuitive, empath, medium, and healer. Your spiritually aligned life starts and ends with mindset. So join me for this raw, real, rarely edited podcast where I lay down some epic truth bombs, lessons, guidance, and so much more to help you on your own spiritual mindset journey. Okay, so high vibe and your shadow side. The whole purpose of the removing spiritual myths was for me to identify and let you know the spiritual myths that are out there that really irritate me and trigger me and make me not angry, but just frustrated that people aren't aware of the true purpose of these things. So we're going to talk about the shadow side and your high vibrational. So a lot of the times when you're high vibe, people will be like, oh, be high vibrational. I'm high vibe all the time. Think more positive, be more positive. And they really just focus on positivity. Now, while wanting a positive life and while being positive is absolutely a great idea, and you really do want to have a positive life, you're still going to have the negativity. A lot of people will not tell you that and won't, you know, make you realize that you're not going to be high vibrational all the time. Being high vibrational is your energetic frequency. It is the level in which your energy is vibrating at. It has nothing to do with whether it's negative, nothing to do whether it's positive. It's literally just the level of energetic vibration that you're sitting at. Now, if you think about it, when you're angry, if you're sad, if you've lost a loved one, if you're having a bad day, if somebody, you know, pissed you off, whatever's going on in your life, any emotion that you feel can raise that energetic vibration, whether it's a negative or a positive. So trying to be high vibrational all the time, you're going to run into spiritual burnout, where you're or not even spiritual burnout, but energetic burnout. If you think about it, so if you're depressed, if you're suffering with panic and anxiety, if you have chronic pain, if you try to be happy all the time and you try to focus on positivity all the time, you're going to start draining your energy source. You're going to start draining your energy and you're going to burn out more, and then you're going to feel like crap a lot more. You're not going to have that positive, healthy, energetic level that you're really supposed to be at. So high vibrational is not being positive all the time. It's not ignoring the negative that happens. It's not moving through life thinking it's going to be all sunshine, rainbows, and cupcakes, because really it's not. Don't get me wrong, we all love sunshine, rainbows, and cupcakes, but that's not realistic thinking. That's not a positive mindset, and that's not a great way to go forward on your spiritual journey and your aligned mindset. So, excuse me, that's the first part of high vibrational. So the second part is your shadow side. So people, again, be positive, think positive, you'll change your life with your positivity. And while when I first started this journey, I did associate with being a positivity coach, I realized that a lot of being positive is learning how to understand, acknowledge, and ride the waves of those negative moments. Your negative experiences, your negative thoughts, your negative feelings are the moments that are really going to create the most positive growth. Now, again, and I mentioned this in yesterday's video and podcast as well, is when you have a negative experience and you've had a traumatic event, or you've left an abusive relationship, or something negative has happened in your life, right after that negative event, you start to notice that things start to change. You start to grow, you start to change, and your mindset starts to get healthier in that respect to whatever it is that you had that trauma. So if you're struggling with finances, if you're struggling in your relationships, there's a lesson in there, and that lesson, when you find it, will actually help you grow. And I talk about this in my book, On My Way to Us, is I took all of my past failed, quotations, relationships, and I created space for my ideal partner. My ideal partner wasn't based on anything to do with him. It was based on what I wanted to feel in a relationship. The past relationships that I had been on and what I didn't want to feel again, what I absolutely knew I wanted to feel in them. And I created space for that so that when I was ready for my twin flame, when I was ready for my ideal partner, when he showed up, I didn't do the same things and he didn't do the same things that had ruined or broken the relationships that I had been in before. I like to think of my past relationships as the stepping stones that brought me to my twin flame. And as most of you know, we're coming up on 10 years being married. So it's all about mindset and creating that space of an aware mindset. So that's the second part. The third part is unhappiness and happiness. So again, we're talking about negativity and high vibe and you know, living a more positive life and creating more happiness in your life. It's all part of mindset. It's not going to be, I'm going to think positive and be positive. My life's going to miraculously change to being positive all the time. Well, no, that's not how it works. Your unhappiness is created by your mindset beliefs. So if you have an unaligned belief and you need to change that belief, or, you know, things aren't going your way in one of your seven mindset pillars, then you've got to identify, okay, well, what is this telling me? What's the belief that I'm holding on to that's creating this unhappiness? Because your emotions create your reality. Your mindset creates your emotions. So if you have a specific mindset belief about something, you're going to emotionally react to that something. And then that's going to cause your reality, right? You're not going to sit there and say, well, you know what? I'm going to think about what this person just said to me, why it triggered me, why I'm being affected by what they're saying, why I'm being affected by their opinion, so on and so forth. But the negativity is always a lesson. It always shows you something more positive. Being high vibrational is not, and I repeat, not about being positive. It is completely and utterly about raising your energetic vibration, whether that's with a negative emotion or a positive emotion. And I forgot to add, because, you know, when I'm rambling and not going from a script, this is why my podcast is rarely edited. What I forgot to add is your shadow side is actually one of your greatest tools. And people think that their shadow side, their negativity, their volatility, their ability to be angry or lash out is actually a bad thing, and it's not. I mentioned before in the podcast that your negative experiences and your negative emotions are always a lesson in growth. Now, your shadow side is actually one of your biggest benefits, because if you're trying to be, you know, positive all the time and high vibe, and say you're at the bar or you're out with friends and somebody comes up to you and they start punching you or kicking you or, you know, physically hurting you, are you going to sit there and just be high vibrational and take it? Are you going to just remain positive and be like, oh yeah, this is great, you know? No, you're going to sit there and you're going to react. You're going to respond. And you're probably going to punch them in the face. I know I would. I'm a really positive person, but I know for a fact that I can be absolutely volatile if the situation warrants it. And I've learned that about myself. I know how to handle that. I know how to make it so that I am not volatile and that I'm not lashing out on people. And, you know, I'm treating people with the love and compassion that I want to be treated with. And being positive all the time, you're going to get walked all over. You don't have that protection mechanism. You don't know when to stand up for yourself. You don't practice embracing those negative emotions that you're feeling, understanding why you're feeling them, and then being able to move past them in a productive way, rather than just sitting there and going, oh yeah, great, this is wonderful, you know, yeah, take advantage of me, absolutely. And, you know, it's not feasible, and it's not good for your health or mindset. So don't fear your shadow side. Learn to understand it, learn how to grow with it, and learn the value of its protection. Thank you for listening to Spiritually Aligned Mindset. If you like this episode and want to hear more, then go ahead and click the like, share, and subscribe buttons. Also, feel free to leave a review, send me a message, or comment if you have any questions, want to be a guest on the podcast, or just want to connect and learn more. Much love, and I will talk to you again soon.